Item 5, 啟德 Development Stage 2 Infrastructure Work for Development at the Southern Part of Former Railway. 啟德跑道中間有一個的landscape deck， 咁喺早前1月2號呢個啟德 office 亦都同即係委員係即係討論過初步嘅設計，咁喺1月2號大家表達咗意見咧，咁啟德 office 亦都係準備咗一個 discussion paper 咧，喺今日咧就同大家去再詳細講解嘅。咁以下我哋請到Anthony Low 啟德 office chief engineer Mr. John Leung 同埋 Mr. Eagle Ho 咧，係同我哋介紹。咁委員有冇需要declare interest？ 如果冇嘅，我哋邀請Mr. Anthony Low 10分鐘嘅 presentation。今日我哋非常之嚴謹執行嘅時間嘅，到十分鐘我就會叮你噶啦。OK，Anthony。
係，主席，我諗我會用中文去做一個簡介，然後就住以委員嘅問題，用唔同嘅語言去回答。咁我諗個文件嘅內容咧，我諗就我唔想去重複啦。咁我係重點去提幾樣嘢嘅啫。咁翻翻少少一個背景，回顧翻就係喺2007年當時最早嘅環境分區計劃大綱圖嘅時候咧，大家可以睇到就係話當時係有兩條路喺海濱嘅，而兩條路咧當時因應一個公眾同埋一個委員會嘅前身就嘅意見咧，我哋係喺2009年就話承諾咗我哋會去研究，而喺2011年咧，我哋就翻嚟匯報翻俾一個委員會，就話我哋建議將呢兩條路合併而低咗喺嗰個跑道中間，而騰出個海濱作為呢個海濱長廊。咁呢一個有關嘅建議，最終就係喺2012年9月咧，經呢個行政會議同埋呢個特首咧，就根據呢個環評條呢一個城市規劃條例咧，就已經批准咗噶啦。咁大家亦都要提留，亦都希望大家睇到咧，就係話喺呢一度呢兩個建議裏面咧，其實都有一樣共通嘅，就係話有一條路啊，係需要有一個園景平台去做呢一個咁樣嘅隔音。嘅問題嘅處理個隔音嘅問題嘅，咁我亦都講講喺嗰個分區計劃大綱圖裏面，就住喺一個跑道裏面唔同地方嘅休憩用地，咁或者大家都可以留意到，就係話喺一個分區計劃大綱圖裏面一個跑道嘅主要，大家會睇到就係有一個都會公園同埋兩邊嘅海濱啦、長廊啦，一個跑道公園啦。同埋我哋今日要討論嘅就係喺一個中央大道上面嘅一個休憩用地。咁大家亦都留意到就話，如果睇返主要嚟講嗰個休憩用地呢，主要會係喺嗰個都會公園同埋一個跑道公園，兩者加埋已經係超過30公頃㗎啦。咁亦都唔好忘記，就係喺一個郵輪碼頭上面呢，亦都係有兩公頃嘅一個公園嘅。咁我哋亦都睇返喺一個分區計劃大綱圖裏面，就住一個綠化空間裏面，我哋要做嘅係乜嘢嘢。咁喺個分區計劃大綱圖裏面呢，就講得好清楚，就話呢一個地方呢，嗰個土地用途呢，就係作為休憩用途二。而休憩用途二呢一個解注呢，注釋呢，就係話要以一個園景平台嘅形式去提供呢一個休憩空間，而呢個園景平台呢，亦都要做到係一個休閒嘅連接，係將呢一個都會公園同埋呢個跑道公園呢南北連接埋一齊嘅。咁我哋而家今次呢個文件主要就係諮詢或者係向呢個委員呢解釋，就係話我哋而家要做到呢一個工程項目裏面所包含嘅一啲細節。咁嗰啲細節呢，我亦都唔想喺度浪費大家嘅時間，亦都文件裏面呢好清楚講咗。咁或者好簡單咁講，就係話我哋而家大約係要做一個 1.5 公里長嘅道路啦，而喺上面呢部分係會係有一個遮蓋，去達至符合返嗰個環評要求去隔音嘅。 咁而家喺海濱做咗嘅一段路呢，當我哋做好咗新嘅道路嘅時候呢，呢一段嘅成峰路呢，我哋會將佢改返做呢一個海濱長廊嘅用途。咁我哋喺嗰個規劃裏面嘅考慮裏面呢，我哋都係從一個概念上呢，係睇過呢一個高架嘅園景平台要有啲乜嘢我哋覺得係做到嘅呢。就第一，就我哋希望會有三個我哋叫都會嘅空間 urban room。 呢三個都會空間呢，我哋係希望一陣間會介紹，我哋係可以希望係做到一啲重點啲嘅活動嘅。咁而要符合返呢個分區計劃大綱圖嗰個原意，就話係一個休閒嘅步行嘅連接呢，咁我哋就會係將呢一個高架空間呢，就做返一個主軸，呢個中軸呢，就係連接返呢一個都會公園同埋跑道公園嘅。咁我哋亦都明白到，就係因為嗰個工程項目喺唔同時間係去落實嘅時候呢，我哋初步係會係喺呢一個地面一定會提供咗地面嘅行人連接設施，即係話一啲 pedestrian crossing 呢啲咁樣嘅，係俾一個公眾可以用得到嘅。咁我哋今日主要嚟就係諮詢個委員同埋各位委員呢，就我哋有兩個唔同嘅可行方案。方案一就係一個比較上個 deck 嗰個公架嗰個結構呢係比較闊一啲嘅，同埋方案二係窄啲嘅。咁點解會有呢兩個方案呢？咁我哋就會睇到，就係話方案一我哋係比較上闊嘅，可以喺提供個設計嗰個綠化空間，即係話個日後嗰個休憩用地嘅空間嗰度呢係會大一啲嘅。咁亦都可以係做得到更加多嘅綠化嘅面積。咁但係呢一個唔好處呢，就係話呢一個結構呢就會相當龐大，亦都會係喺部分呢係會遮，尤其是特別就係喺呢一個住宅呢邊呢，就會比較上係遮蓋咗部分嘅行人路。咁我亦都喺度或者提提各位議員，就話就係呢個其實呢呢個先就係嗰個地界嚟嘅。而呢一個住宅呢，係喺嗰個分區計劃大綱圖已經要求咗佢係向後移15米，而呢一個商業用途呢係向後移10米。咁即是話呢，大約由屋嘅結構去到之間嘅距離呢，大約係接近50米嘅。咁我哋相對第二嗰個方案呢，第二個可能方案呢，就話我哋會係用一個較為窄嘅空間，因為係符合返嗰個規劃原意，係一個連接嘅 walkway， 一個步行道。而呢我哋就將嗰個隔音屏障呢，就採用一個比較上唔係咁傳統嘅一個比較上特色啲嘅設計。咁由於採用咗呢兩個新嘅模式呢，咁我哋相信喺可行方案二呢，佢嗰個采光啊，同埋個喺地面嗰個行人嘅感官呢，係會相對比第一個方案呢，可行方案呢，係會好好多。咁但係如果要做到呢一樣嘢呢，咁我哋覺得就係第二嗰個可行方案呢，佢嗰個闊度呢就可能會係窄一啲，但係我哋覺得係唔應該窄過11米嘅。咁而11米呢，一陣間我會講講同一啲外國嘅一啲成功例子都係相若嘅。咁至於嗰個正話講過有特色嘅一個隔音屏障呢，我哋建議就唔會係用一啲傳統嘅馬路旁嘅隔音屏障，而係採用一啲有特別嘅設計嘅，譬如而家喺圖上面一個展示嘅可能嘅方案去設計。咁亦都我哋係因為要連接返兩邊嘅海濱長廊同埋呢一個都會公園同埋呢一個跑道公園呢，我哋亦都建議呢日後喺個連接方面呢係會採用一啲較為有不規則、有一個藝術嘅性質嘅，或者一個比較上係一個特色啲嘅設計嘅模式。咁呢度呢就基本上有幾個唔同嘅示意圖。咁其實我哋覺得就係話嗰個長廊本身呢，嗰個要做到一個 walkway 呢，我哋覺得比較重要嘅呢就係話喺上面睇到呢，就係話我哋可能係要唔同嘅方法去帶出嗰個跑道過去嗰個比較上 linear 啲嗰個行氣嘅效果。咁而中間呢，我哋就可以係利用唔同嘅方法去處理。正如我都提過，就話有唔同嘅外國嘅經驗，包括就喺紐約嘅鐵路公園囉，佢嘅闊度大約都係10米闊， 長度係而家開放咗嘅係 1.6 公里。另外就喺一個巴黎嘅一個園景公園，園景嘅高架園景公園啦，佢嘅寬度亦都係大約10米寬，佢長度係 4.5 公里嘅。咁但係兩者睇得到咧，就佢兩個嘅設計嘅概念都有啲唔同嘅。呢個紐約嗰個咧，比較上相對嚟講個綠化係比較少啲，但係嗰個公共空間係比較開揚好多。喺法國巴黎嗰個咧，個綠化咧係比較上重嘅。咁但係正如我都講咗，我哋有一啲都市空間 urban rooms， 而 urban rooms 我哋覺得就係話要回應翻呢一個中軸線上面咧，我哋都希望可以喺唔同嘅地方咧，或者一啲特定嘅距離咧，我哋可以提供一啲空間係做翻啲嗰個公眾嘅一啲活動喺度嘅。咁我哋正話講嗰三個公共即係都市空間咧，我哋就建議就係話可以係一個比較上開放啲，係俾唔同嘅人去用唔同嘅嘢嘅。但係主要都係會係做一啲比較上係 passive 嘅，即係靜態少少嘅用途。咁我哋覺得就話，亦都可以係提供咗一個空間去俾一啲藝術成分較重嘅一啲展示咧，係喺一個空間裏面去做嘅。咁更加令到呢啲都市空間咧係有特色嘅。咁我哋覺得就話，亦都唔排除而家康文署一般用開嘅一啲都市空間或者係一啲休憩空間咧，佢可以做到嘅，我哋亦都日後係繼續可以做得到。咁我哋而家呢一個項目咧，我哋建議那個高架園景嘅通道同埋嗰個隔音屏障咧，係以一個設計及建造嘅形式去做嘅。咁的是話咧，我哋係喺嗰個篩選嗰個招標嘅時候咧，我哋會同一時間睇埋嗰個投標嘅人，佢對於嗰個概念，佢點樣達至我哋嗰個要求咧，係作出一個評審嘅。而我哋希望就係話喺2015年咧，當呢一個揀選到嗰個承辦商去設計咗嘅時候咧，我哋會再拎翻嗰個設計概念咧，拎翻翻嚟諮詢各位議員嘅。啱啱好講完。
頭先我係撳錯掣。
係，係咪阿主席係咪仲可以講啊？
OK， 咁唔該 Anthony， 聽下席委員嗰個意見，關於剛才即係呢個建議，Paul and then PY，Paul，
Just this issue about active recreation, the examples being used, they are very passive, so it's not active to me. If I can drink a beer, read a newspaper, buy a cup of coffee, that will be active. But it's a piazza where I can sit, pocket sit-out area and a viewing gallery, so that is not very active. So why not put on those notes a place where you can eat and drink or buy something, kiosk or whatever, if you're going to make it active. Two, I just find that the section very... the approach one, we get this, there's a very heavy beams in the bottom, or pillars in the bottom, three of them. Is there no other solution, like widening, put two beams, one on the center divider, one on the sidewalk, and then support a structure that is at least concrete-wise not so wide, and as far as you need noise, you have an extension with glass. So you have a narrower bit of concrete and an extended bit of glass so that you have the light, but you don't have these heavy beams requirements. So is there a third approach possible? Is why on the one side you can have noise mitigation and on the other side is entirely open? Is that not going to work like a boombox where all the noise will go out to the left, horizontally travel? Well, I know, but you're still people going to walk on the street there, but it's like that is like a boombox. All the noise will go out horizontal. It has nowhere else to go. So what will the noise level be on the commercial side? Who's going to walk there to go to the shops? You're just going to spend time in the shops rather than outside, I'm sure. And then the last question is this integration with the monorail or any other mechanical transport. Why can't we integrate?
Right. Yeah, thank you, Paul. PY.
多謝主席。喺呢個展示嗰啲切面圖啊等等咧，就即係其實仲有一啲即係未來嘅結構咧，其實我哋係未睇到。我都估阿 Anthony 佢哋未有嗰個詳細嘅資料，因為都唔知用邊個系統嗰個設計係點等等。咁但係我哋應該咧就要留意，即係話將來咧 即係我哋睇到整個嗰個立體嘅空間咧，其實就係有啲嘢嘅。咁所以又話，即係如果將來有機會，就希望做一啲立體圖，咁誒俾我哋多啲了解，包括地面點樣連繫到上去，即係高空。咁就講開呢個連繫咧，就係、是、話作為呢個委員會咧，其實我哋大家就好關注點樣，即係呢個綠化空間咧，又可以連繫到即係嗰個海濱嗰啲綠化長廊啊等等，即係包括兩邊啊。咁咧就因為你要升高咗，然後就過去就過唔過到又唔知係嘛。咁咧就你嗰啲 urban room 啊，唔知做乜嘢咩。咁咧就係嗰啲選嗰啲位置咧，希望即係嗰個希望咧就可以透過即係嗰啲建築地盤之間咧，有啲空間，起碼咧可以透出去咧，就睇到即係嗰個海港或者兩邊都係啦嚇，咁咧就先至有意義嘅。咁啊，當然即係因為剛才講嗰啲聯繫，亦都睇唔到嘅，就係唔知道實際上將來點樣，即係嗰啲站啊，嗰個平台結合同嗰個將來嗰個發展點樣。咁咧，我哋又有一個建議，就係話喺將來賣地嗰陣時嘅條款咧，希望咧同地政署有關方面咧。即係聯繫，即係叫佢咧喺嗰個地契等等咧，要求發展商咧喺即係高嗰個層咧，就用一個即係譬如叫做空中花園咁嘅模式，即係等嗰個行人咧可以喺海濱即係陸地面就升到上去嗰個高層，然後過埋去，過埋喺嗰邊落翻嚟咁樣，就希望咁樣。
好，唔該 PY， 其他 comment 啊 Andy。
好快講一講，其實咁喺個 pre-meeting 都講過，其實我諗最主要就係呢一個唔係一個獨立嘅一個 urban design 嘅一系列。我諗就最佢成功與否，其實最主要就係取決於佢同嗰啲私人發展嘅地盤，同埋頭先我阿 PY 講啫啦，經過呢啲公共空間或者私人發展地盤咧，可唔可以連接翻兩邊個即係海濱長廊？咁我諗其實呢個一定要。將個設計再進化一步咧，就話咧點樣喺呢啲私人發展嘅無論商業啊、住宅呢啲地盤咧，佢個規劃要銜接。如果唔係咧，第一樣嘢冇人上去，第二樣嘢你上咗去唔到海邊。咁所以其實最簡單就話，其實我諗喺頭先講話，既然我哋已經提升咗嗰個 pedestrian 嗰個 level 咧，喺嗰個水平嗰度可以有直接嘅 connection 入翻去呢啲私人地盤，亦都私人地盤可以經過咧，再去翻長廊。我覺得頭先嗰三個所謂 urban room 嗰樣嘢咧，始終而家有12個地盤。其實如果有每一個 urban room 都可以照顧東南西，即係四個角，如果可以四個角都可以直接 serve 到喺嗰四個地盤裏邊咧，我相信呢個 urban room 先會成立到有一個作用。如果唔係咧，呢、這個 urban room 只會係一個較為花巧啲嘅一個放闊啲嘅地方，而可能啲人去唔去得到咧，係一個主要問題。即係我諗呢個其實可以係一個幾 integrated 嘅 approach， 但係相信同地政署嗰個賣地嗰樣嘢一定要銜接。
好，唔該 Andy， Ivan，
主席，因為我冇參加個 pre-meeting 啊，但正正係其實翻嚟，我覺得我哋啲委員俾嘅意見都係重複又重複嘅。睇翻呢個 section 咧，又係將件嘢 segregated 咗，即係獨立咗。我哋完全睇唔到嗰個 landscape deck 下面啲路同旁邊嘅住宅或者係酒店如何連接一齊去解決個問題。咁我哋淨係見到幾條直線，咁嗰度就冇咗啦。咁我諗呢個正正係即係，尤其是呢、這個中間即係兩邊，一邊 domestic， 一邊酒店，再加埋我哋要有個vehicle access， 要 serve parking， 即係 vehicle access 啦，又要 serve services， 即係你要 loading and loading 噶。咁你再加埋行人連接兩邊，咁其實係真係需要一個 holistic approach 去睇點解決呢、這個。多謝主席。
好，唔該曬。Yes， Margaret。
Just a quick question。If we do have to have something like the EFLS, how close does that actually run to the overhead deck? It looks to me very close, and I'd like a 3D vision of what it's going to be like walking along beside it.
Can you repeat your question?
How close?
How close between what?
Would the track for the EFLS go... Sorry. Don't usually do that. Yeah, how close would the track for the EFLS be to this deck?
I see. You mean the relationship
between... Because it's obviously higher than the deck.
The relationship of this deck.
The relationship
and
between that and the deck.
Future EF...
and sort of...
LS.
If you're walking
right.
along the deck.
Okay. 好嗱，咁我諗我綜合返一次嗰個問題，或者Anthony 俾返一個總結啦。咁其實委員即係對於呢一個嘅 deck 上次都表達咗一啲意見嘅。咁其實即係容許我講，其實上次表達咗意見，其實如果你能夠即係即時去即係將上次嘅意見去今次反映返呢，咁其實今次唔會重複返問返曬嗰啲問題嘅。咁大家都見到即係呢一個嘅即係漂浮在半空嘅即係 landscape 啦，其實大家都好關注佢點樣去同海兩邊，即係當然兩邊嘅公園嘅聯繫啊，即係呢個係講得好清楚喺個 planning notes 裏面，就係話南北嘅聯繫。但其實委員亦都關注佢點樣同東西兩邊嘅海濱嘅聯繫。而家睇到就係話上去浪返嚟啊，即係咁點樣去同返即係周邊嘅發展啊，或者係海濱嘅聯繫呢？剛才嗰幅圖畫係冇答到，甚至係南北嘅聯繫點樣去落返嗰個公園呢？其實點樣上點樣落呢？我見到有啲蛇仔型嘅公仔啦，咁呢個係咪你想要嘅嘢呢？咁呢個都要即係實際啲俾大家去即係睇到啦。咁兼且就係話，即係除咗南北東西之後下外呢，上下都要啊，即係六面啊，前後左右上下。咁即係譬如佢點樣同嗰個高架嘅 ELFS related 呢？咁其實即係嗰個即係委員其實好需要就係話睇到即係將來嗰個整體環境，而唔係即係獨立下凌空地，即係淨係嗰個即係呢個天橋系統。咁所以其實大家都好關注整個設計如何同周邊嘅聯繫，即係呢個當然佢既係一個隔音屏障，佢又係一個行人嘅運輸系統嘅一個部分，佢亦都係一個公共空間，即係呢樣嘢其實係好前衛嘅，過去係冇嘅，過去公園就係公園。天橋就係天橋，隔音屏障就係隔音屏障。咁你今次三合一呢，我會形容呢個一個 iPhone 啦，咁即係佢又係電話，又係呢一個相機，又係呢個電腦啦，咁好處就係話一件即係一個新嘅發明，唔好處當然就係你搵人整搵唔到人整啦，因為可能每一個部門都話嗰嚿嘢唔係佢負責啦，係咪即係嗰個管公園嗰個話佢係天橋啦，管天橋嗰個就話佢係隔音屏障啦，管隔音屏障嗰個就話佢係公園啦，咁所以就唔關佢事啦，咁所以即係呢個其實首先我係加許即係啟德 office 有個咁樣嘅發明嘅，咁但係我亦都理解即係話你要用更多嘅力量啦，係去即係將呢樣嘅實踐到，因為我哋明白就係話喺嗰個即係好多時嗰啲 interface 入面呢，係會因為好多即係唔同嘅部門嘅原因同埋要求呢，係有一啲好大嘅 compromise。咁我相信你自己有隊團隊應該一班相當好嘅專業人士啦，Urbis 好嘅即係公司啦，係咪咁我相信即係其實係聽得明嘅，只不過就係話我哋點樣去打破呢一啲嘅政府部門之間嗰個隔膜，咁但係呢個係我哋委員會堅持要即係做得好嘅一件事情，咁剛才委員都俾咗好多嘅回應，咁我睇下你有冇一啲初步嘅回應。
係多謝主席。咁其實呢，我哋都有諗過嘅，咁但係呢個都係一個概念嚟嘅啫。咁其實喺委員都提過，就話我哋點樣做到一個連接。咁其實喺呢一張圖呢，我哋都諗過就話其實基本上我哋係要做一個連接，係俾譬如一個都會公園啦，呢一個就跑道公園，同埋其實我哋都係想緊係有一個係嗰個 cruise terminal 都係郵輪碼頭嘅。咁呢個我哋正話嗰個示意圖都諗過，就話比較上一啲 organic 啲嘅，唔係一啲咁硬嘅直接嘅連接。咁我哋亦都諗過，就話喺一啲地方去 strategic 即策略性嘅地方，去低返一啲上下的地面同埋個 deck 嘅連接。 呢啲 deck 嘅連接可能係有樓梯、電梯，甚至乎係啲lift 喺裏面嘅。咁但係問題，呢個亦都正如阿主席講到，就話我哋亦都要同繼續同部門之間去溝通，究竟呢一個係邊個部門去處理呢？但係我諗有一樣嘢，各位議員委員唔需要擔心嘅，就話我哋一定會喺嗰個設計裏面咧預留咗呢一個咁樣樣嘅彈性去做呢個接駁。咁其實亦都睇到就話喺一度咧，喺海濱我哋會抱啊有一個咁樣樣嘅連接啦，因為呢度始終係條車路啦。每一個呢個都市空間咧，我哋亦都會有呢一啲咁樣樣嘅上下嘅連接啦。咁喺另一個角度就係話，委員都問過就話，咁我可唔可以同周邊嘅發展地塊可唔可以聯繫呢？其實我哋都諗過嘅，咁大部分都可以嘅。咁尤其是因為喺嗰個都會嘅嗰個都市個空間裏面呢，我哋係一個比較上係四邊形嘅。咁即係話，只要我有兩邊係俾公眾用，另外可以預留兩邊或者係更多嘅空間呢，係俾日後去接駁嘅。咁但係亦都依一個接駁呢，正話都喺嗰個切面圖都睇到啦，就話亦都要跨越咗個政府啲所謂公共空間嘅，咁所以喺嗰個考慮嘅過程裏面呢，我哋呢個係一個好初步嘅諗法，就話我哋需要係要做一啲連接嘅橋梁，而呢啲連接橋梁可能係要由呢一個發展商佢要去做嘅，而我哋喺個設計呢，就一定會預先定明邊啲位置我哋可以日後俾佢接駁。而喺設計裏面呢，有啲乜嘢嘅要求，我哋都可以係將呢一個咁嘅要求呢，係同呢個地政署同埋有關部門呢去商討，睇下可唔可以低喺個地契裏面。咁但係問題，我諗呢一個就係好視乎嗰個發展商佢想唔想去做呢一個連接。咁呢個我諗我哋會係有一個持一個開放態度，但係喺個設計方面，我哋一定係會預留咗有呢樣嘢先嘅。咁或者我回應返嗰個所謂 passive 同埋 s 得個靜態同埋個動態個環境啦，我諗一樣嘢，康文署我諗佢唔會反對話喺一啲園景平台嗰度有一啲vending machine 或者買一啲soft drinks 或者一啲簡單嘅嘢嘅，因為亦都有咁樣類似嘅個案嘅。咁我諗呢個唔係一個太大問題。至於同個 EFLS 個連接咧，我哋講就係話呢一個我哋都係喺一個諮詢階段，我哋只係特登就係話喺度示意翻就話嗰個連接系統佢相對嗰個位置。大家睇到就話呢個就係我哋預計日後可能跟而家嗰張分區計劃大綱圖一個標示嘅位置嘅啫。咁至於實際詳細嘅設計呢，我諗我哋真係要睇下第二階段諮詢之後嗰個詳細嘅可行性研究做咗啲乜嘢嘅建議，我哋先至去考慮。但係亦都係回應返各位，就係之前講過嘅，就話我哋唔可以係原地踏步喺度等呢一個有一個決定然後我哋先去做嘅，所以我哋而家減到嗰個相關嘅影響係最低，亦都減低咗任何日後可能嘅不明朗因素。咁呢個就係我諗我暫時可以提供到。咁我諗亦都係正話講過，就話我哋當我哋喺2015年有一個承建商去有一個設計嘅時候，我哋會將正話議員提到嘅意見，最主要就係一啲連結嘅要求啦。我哋會再拎翻嚟諮詢議員。
好，唔該 ，Anthony， 我理解你呢個設計係會交俾一個 design and build 嘅承建商佢嘅顧問團隊去做啦。咁我相信喺呢度必須提醒。就是話嗰、那個好多時喺即係當你交咗落去個成design and build 嘅contractor 佢嘅顧問團隊去做嘅時候，其實佢哋好多時佢哋都唔能夠超越你嗰個寫嗰、那個design brief 嘅要求。咁所以你嗰個 design brief 其實係非常非常之重要嘅，即係你冇講嗰樣嘢呢，你以為佢會同你諗呢，佢係一定唔會同你諗你冇講嘅嘢嘅。你講咗嘅嘢佢都諗下同你諗唔諗呀，係啦。咁所以我相信就係話喺呢一度委員提出嗰啲意見呢，佢點樣樣前後左右上下去 connect 落去一啲設施，佢係需要提供設計，而係讓有關嘅諮詢團體去表示俾意見同埋同意呢，係必須寫入去嗰、那個即係招標文件裏面。 即係你一漏咧，其實就你永遠都唔會揾到佢去同你做呢樣嘢噶。嚇，佢會千方百計用一個最簡單、最平嘅方法去提供佢嘅意見。嚇，因為呢個係 design 標嘅特性。嚇，咁呢個所以係你點樣寫個 design brief 咧，係非常之重要嘅。係阿 Paul and then Ivan。
Chairman, what I hope we can do is object to the design of that this feature until the environmental friendly transport facility is decided on. I think it would be really bad to decide now on this walkway and then later on add it on and then try to all fit it together. I think that. Either we come up now with an option of it well integrated and a good design and an option without it, and then the actual signing of this bill has to wait, and then the road can be built. I mean, the houses are not going to be built, the residential development is not going to be up. You have time to add this, to add that structure later. You don't have your EIA problem until later. So the road can be operational. It shouldn't impact the roadworks. But I think it would be really bad to have this incremental adding features onto the road. In the end, we're ending up with a whole heap of garbage, basically, a lot of concrete.
I hear what you say, Paul. But I think your proposal to object to proceed, well, until the confirmation of the UFS got to be discussed among people here. Right, okay. Yeah, Ivan.
主席，我啱啱聽到你講，即係呢個項目而家似乎會係 proceed on with 個 implementation， 係用個 design build 呢個 approach。我有好大保留。我相信環顧全世界一啲咁重要嘅 infrastructure， 我冇乜印象有一啲 design build 嘅 approach。尤其喺呢個 North Apron， 呢個會牽連到其他兩邊嘅項目，甚至整個 North Apron 將來個城市空間。design build 有個先天性就係、是。They do it for profit， 就唔係為咗城市空間或者我哋將來城市如何好或者如何優良，咁所以佢哋先天係會諗盡辦法，即係如何保證佢哋嘅利潤。咁呢個係我有個好大嘅疑問。咁我亦都想問一問 project proponent， 點解政府而家喺度猛推 NEC 呢個 project， 點解唔用 NEC 呢個 approach？
嗯哼 ，OK， 其他委員，Anthony。
系主席，第一就回应翻就系、是、关于嗰、那个employees requirement 咧，即系话嗰个要设计个要求咧，我哋系会将正话议员讲嘅委员讲嘅嘢，我哋会写落去嘅。至于系唔系用一个新嘅建筑嗰、那个合约嗰个条文咧，其实喺两者都有 design build 嘅。咁我哋覺得喺 design build 裏面呢，因為我哋有一個篩選嘅過程，咁變咗喺個篩選過程裏面，我哋可以引入咗一個設計上面嗰個概念。因為我正話我都講過，我哋就會先係做一個 pre-qualification， 即係話預審嘅。咁我哋預計就喺預審嘅時候呢，我哋係會要求有興趣參與投標嘅人呢，就住呢一個設計概念呢，係要提供一啲設計嘅草圖俾我哋去預審嘅。咁呢個我哋都會有一個恆常嘅機制呢，去審批呢一啲咁樣嘅設計同埋建造嘅合約嘅。咁至於係唔係一定要係用呢一個咁樣嘅設計草案呢，我諗我哋嗰、那個理解到呢一個委員呢，都會係較為支持係方案二，即係話可能方案二較為窄嗰個係用一個所謂有特色嘅隔音屏障嗰、那個咁嘅空間嘅設計咧，去令到兩者係平衡翻嗰個上面同埋即係嗰個 deck 同埋嗰個地面嗰個設計嘅。咁所以我哋依啲全部我哋都會寫翻喺我哋第一階段個預審個過程裏面咧，係要嗰個有興趣落標嘅人咧，係要俾一個概念設計俾我哋睇嘅。咁我諗依個係亦都係過往譬如CEP 啊。即係兒科醫院啊，甚至乎依一個郵輪碼頭，佢哋喺度用類似嘅模式去設計嘅，咁亦都唔係話有個太差嘅效果。
對於有委員問你，如果委員唔同意你去繼續 proceed 呢一個啲招標，直到呢一個 ELLS 嘅研究係完成，你有乜嘢回應？
我諗對於成個跑道或者係啟德嗰、那個進度呢，同埋去提供嗰個土地去發展呢， 都會係一個好大影響。再加上就係話，而家嚟講，我哋郵輪碼頭亦都係已經入咗火㗎啦。咁而家現時嘅城豐路咧，係日後係未必可以係完全配合得到嗰個郵輪碼頭陸續嘅全面嘅運作嘅。咁再加上我諗而家係喺第二階段嘅公眾諮詢，咁我諗喺現階段要將兩個項目要捆綁埋一齊咧，咁對於成個跑道個發展咧，係必定會有一個好嚴重嘅影響。咁我諗依一個我哋聽到議員嘅意見，咁我諗如果真係有咁嘅決定，我哋一定要同有關嘅政策局要再討論。
嗯 ，PY。
就是、主席，我首先聲明，我不是反對你進行，不過即係我覺得即係做一個所謂 design 標啊嘅招標啊等等之前咧，即係最好啲部門內部咧自己做一個即係叫 base case 啦，或者你叫咩都好，即係一個基本嘅模型，即係都大致上可行。因為你如果淨係俾呢張圖咧，我哋睇唔到佢點樣可行啊嘛。即係你做一個，你可以再做得更靚，咁咪貴啲啫嘛。即係你做一個，即係所謂 no frills 係嘛，即係嗰啲即係好基本嗰啲黃金麥係嘛，即係起碼行得通啊，咁高咁低嗰、那個，即係嗰、那個、那個感覺個視覺大概係點樣啊？啲 access point 有個範圍 envelope 啊，唔會走出咗去啊嘛。即係但係佢可以唔同，即係 complying 同埋 non-complying 嘅 case 咧，你再喺篩選即係招標嘅過程再去俾分嚇、啊。如果跟足你或者幾多分唔跟，或者更好或者創意，你又俾高啲分。但係起碼佢達到你嗰個最基本嘅要求，你自己都可行。萬一冇人做嗱，郵輪碼頭唔係咯，招標冇人做，咪政府自己做。嗱，如果你完全冇準備喎，哦冇人肯投標喎，咁 我都未畫過圖，我都唔知點做。
Anthony 幾時？你而家預計個時間係幾時招標？
我哋預審係四月，招標係應該今年稍後要我哋過咗嗰個法定程序，攞到嗰個批准先至去招標，正式全面招標嘅。
我想依個 item 你要解答到委員剛才嘅問題，再翻嚟一次，因為我聽到係都幾大嘅風險啦、就係話即係其實委員嘅關注我係同意嘅，即係 once 你掉咗出去 design 標嘅時候，你好多嘢你係即係委員係即係掌握唔到，今日嘅資料其實未足以令到委員有一個信心啦，係去俾你就此就掉出去招標，因為你嗰個 brief 出咗去啦，嗰、那個 design 標個 design 肯定唔 they would be nothing more than your brief, it only less 嚇、咁所以即係喺呢一刻嘅資料，我諗委員嘅問題係未釋除大家嗰個疑慮。咁我哋要求即係啟德 office 係有更多嘅即係對於剛才大家提出嘅城市設計同周邊嘅聯繫嘅一啲考慮呢，先至去即係出呢個標。KL。
Chairman, 如果係咁，我希望佢哋多個 option 俾我哋，就將嗰個 mono, 即係嗰個 monorail 嗰個 structure integrate 埋落去嗰個 deck 嗰個 part, 即
係。你個 monorail 嘅 substructure?
唔係嗰個那個 support 啦，
個 support，OK。
話嚟定你而家上個當兩獨立，咁你慳翻個路面 space 啊？
係，唔係佢需要去考慮呢樣嘢咯？即係 as an integrated design， 即係嗰樣嘢，係啊，係 Anthony。
係主席，我諗係如果將嗰個 EFLS 嗰個 support 即係個支撐，而喺現階段就已經將佢融入喺嗰個 deck 嘅支撐咧，係會令到嗰、那個。建造成本同埋嗰個視覺效果做出嚟都會非常大嘅。咁我哋點解係話想係分開喺呢度呢？一，因為兩個項目嘅進度唔同；第二就係我哋唔想係政府喺現階段就已經係 commit 咗一個咁大嘅一個承諾喺度。
OK， 唔係我諗你依個係我諗 member 都唔係話提出將兩樣嘢冧埋落一個 support 嗰度嘅。是啊，而是你在怎样在个空间和视觉上面是 integrate， 咁我觉得你即那个整个城市设计，当然我们理解你个 EFLS 需要去再做一个详细的设计，但是一些 parameter 呢我相信是在度嘅而家。即是一啲譬如你嗰、那个嗰嚿嘢高度啊阔度啊咁、啊、即係空间上面同埋个地面同埋你呢条半空天桥嘅关系呢，是我相信是 show 到嘅。 即係你當然唔係話百分百準確，但係你都有個假設噶嘛。咁 member 係需要即係呢樣嘢係令到佢 community 到。即係老實講，今日嗰啲圖，專業人士就梗係俾啲心機睇會睇得明啦。咁但係我哋依個會又你要好多嘅係即係普通即係正常人嚟噶嘛。即係我唔係話專業人士唔正常嘅。是嘛？咁你都要過佢哋嘅時候，你都要因為呢單嘢太複雜啦，太多疑團啦。我希望你都幫手，即係等大家 convince， 好嘛？係 ，yes， Sean。
Yes, just on some of the comments made earlier in terms of the form of this, I think I can clear up a few things. The urban rooms are areas along this length of roadway. Sorry, cannot. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. And just clarify a couple of things on the form of this skywalk structure. And there were references to not being quite sure what the urban rooms were. They are in fact areas where there is a need for a wider extension of coverage for noise mitigation for the residential developments at those points for reasons of what's happening at ground level. So it create they create areas where we need a reasonable amount of structure. In the spaces in between those rooms, there could be a much more delicate structure which would allow a greater level of illumination of the road, greater visibility of the streetscapes and the greening beyond the streetscapes, enhancement of the pedestrian areas and so forth, and still provide passive recreational activity between these urban nodes. And the idea is to really look at the quality of the space at the upper level, but also the experience of travelling along the roadway and the ground level pedestrian experience. In terms of the nodes themselves, they are still passive recreational areas, but they are more focused activity areas, and in fact one of them might in fact be a connecting point to the future EFLS, and so we see those as being nodal points along the walkway with then very direct connections into the park at each end, so it connects in that direction.
Yes, Chairman, in fact paragraph 10 to 12 already explained the intention and the width of the node, the urban rooms as well as the deck. So
OK 嗱，咁樣樣，我諗聽到大家嘅意見啦。咁我都唔希望即係呢啲會議係被認為係即係阻住即係任何嘅即係工程嘅進度。咁我同意就係委員可以開多一個 workshop 去即係解決即係剛才大家委員去提出嘅嘢，變咗你唔需要去等下一個會議即係我哋都希望 facility 嘅咁我哋安排一個即係 workshop 呢係去更加即係詳細去討論，即係呢一個嘅設計。係阿 Winnie 想講嘅。
或者我 suggest 多一樣嘢，就係嚟緊嗰個 workshop， 我都希望可以請翻 Highways 啦、LCSD 同埋 Transport， 因為呢三家就係頭先你所講嘅 iPhone 問題係要解決嘅。咁嗰三個部門可能需要係 take part in 呢個 discussion 去 solve 咗大家好關注嘅嗰啲 connectivity 啦，同埋嗰啲 interface 嘅問題咯。
係，唔係我好明白嘅，即係我諗其實任何一個部門可能即係。聽到即係呢個委員會嘅意見，都發覺即係唔知點處理，因為有好多嘢要解決，係要牽涉另外一個部門啊嘛，係啊，咁我哋係完全明白嘅，但係呢個正正就係我哋發現嘅問題所在嚇，咁所以我哋先至即係委員咁 reluctant 就係話嗰樣嘢去啦，咁就因為一去就係跌翻落去即係過去嗰個問題，因為一去就係以前嗰個問題，咁所以你希望你阿 Anthony 要理解即係今次點解即係大家咁曖昧咧嚇，即係咁多拉扯啦，因為正正就係委員同埋啟德 office 都有同一個目標，同埋你哋嘅顧問同一個目標係做好件嘢嚇，而呢件嘢真係一個 iPhone 嚇。就真係冇人識做，冇人識整，冇人負責嘅咁點做呢？我相信係需要更多嘅，即係由我哋委員會，即係要即係逼使 部門去即係多溝通，如果唔係根本只係跌翻落去以前嗰啲問題。這個又是另外，所以你又不可以等一樣東西才第二樣東西開始，如果你等所有東西搞定了才走第一步，我想你都不用做。是啦、啊、是啦、啊、,OK, 好，那講到這裡先，嗱,Anthony 有沒有回應？
我想我們在委員秘書處那邊安排的 workshop,、
okay.
那我們就會是照樣是跟我們現在暫時的時間表去鋪排一些東西先。
是 ,OK, 好。